we got, what we got. So right now, this is a random topic. So right now, I stay over here in Northeast, you know, right around the corner from Stadium Nightclub. Yes, that is the strip club of D.C. And I stay in a very nice house, but my house, I have one, two, three other roommates. One who owns the whole, well, who's renting out the whole basement. One who has a room in the hallway, and the other one has a room like at the back of the house. So the one in the back of the house, oh, there used to be a different one in the back of the house. But this lady decided to swing a little steak knife on me and my lady one night. So, you know, I had to do the grown-up thing. I'm 31 now. You know, we had to call the police and get this bitch up out of here. So now we got a new roommate. This nigga's an older guy who still smokes crack. You know, butters. And so last night, they had a little cracky episode. Him and his damn cracky lady fighting all through the damn house. Mind you, I got 5 children. Me and my lady have 2 together. I got 1 without her. She has 1 without me. So, you know, my initial instinct, no matter what's going on in the house, is not around my damn kids. But I ain't say nothing. I just let that cracky episode dwindle out, which was all day and all evening. They chasing each other around in the damn room. I think he's smacking her around. She keep taking his beer. He keeps saying, put down my damn beer. I ain't playing with you. Didn't I say put down my beer? Come here. You just hear that shit all day. Chasing her around in a damn square. Not even a circle. So then he gets to, get out my damn house. I guess he's trying to drag her out. He finally gets her out. I watch these fools. He chases her in the street. But this the kicker. They end up back together, back in the house. And the cycle just goes over and over, long story short. Man, I can't believe people still smoking crack. I got one of my neighbors right here leaving, the guy in the basement. This man, like 4 feet tall, he always wears a trench coat, which makes him look shorter with a top hat. He's a little ass guy. His son is bigger than him. How you doing, brother? But yeah, that's the end of my random vent. Y'all have a good day. Always stay positive. Peace. Yo. This your main man, Scott James. So I got a childhood event I'm going to share with you guys right now. So in elementary school, there were always the group of kids coming from base. Andrews Air Force Base. They came on the yellow bus or whatever. That's just an insight on my classmate, Brittany. Brittany Cunningham. We used to joke around and be like, Brittany, cut my ham. Things like that. Anyways, so I had a big crush on Brittany, cut my ham. She was a freshman. I mean, she was new to the school, so it was like a transfer. Got to see a fresh face in the middle of the school year. Boom, I was on it. We ended up, you know, being boyfriend, girlfriend. Will you date me? Do you like me? Boom, we ended up getting some yeses. So we together. We ain't really do much then in high school. I mean, elementary school, you know. We just kind of lock eyes all the time, whatever chance we get. She be talking to her friends, I talk to mine, so everyone's acknowledged we boyfriend, girlfriend. Oh, we used to kiss. That's the, like, that was the go hard thing to do, kiss. Boom. Fast forward. We in like 6th grade now. No. We in the 7th. We out of school, so she's having a big party. It's exciting. No one's seen her. I mean, you know, students ain't seen each other. Friends ain't seen each other if you go to separate school. So she had this party on base at the bowling alley. Boom. I take my cuz with me. Boom. And my cuz know, we kind of know mutual people from different schools, different after school programs, things like that. So shit popping. Niggas getting popular without, you know what I'm saying, fucking internet. Boom. Alright, so boom, we at this party. Party, alright. It's okay. I see Brittany, she with her friend. Brittany has a new boyfriend, of course. It's like a new life. Our little ass. You know what I'm saying? Our young ass. So boom, word get around. I'm that nigga that used to be Brittany, love of elementary. Boop de whoop. Boom. I get this short motherfucker keep coming up to me. Hey man, what's up, man? hey, look, I'm that man. I'm that dude. Anything you want, you need to ask me. You know what I'm saying? You need a girl to dance with you, you need to ask me. I'm like, nah, I'm good. He comes back again to find me. Where you was at, man? I'm trying to get the girls to dance with you. I'm like, nah, man, I'm good. Last time he come up, he like, here you go. Hey, y'all, hey, watch this, cuz they coming. Hey, y'all, look, dance with them. On the count of three. One, two, three. Boom! Somebody steal the fuck out of me. Punch me in my fucking face. I'm dazed. I'm looking at everybody like, what the fuck? Who the fuck did that? Shh, fucked up, ain't it? Yeah, I know. All right, I'll talk to y'all another time to let y'all know more insight on what the fuck happened. That's fucked up.